Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Well, there are some good initiatives and developments that are going on in country towns around Australia. Well, one to zero in on today, something that's coming up at the end of May, an outreach in the town of Tenterfield in New South Wales. Two things to note, that city churches are helping to facilitate outreach in country towns, and a new initiative to talk about today from a country town church to broadcast Sunday services live over the internet into other country communities where there are no ministers. Well, let's talk through what's happening in the town of Tenterfields. Jim Seymour is joining us. He's the pastor of the Tenterfield Presbyterians for Christ. Hello, Jim Seymour. Welcome to 2020.
Thank you, Neil, and it's great to be with you this afternoon. Thank you for your interest in this development here in Tenterfield, Little Tenterfield.
Jim, tell me about Tenterfield. You've got some great initiatives ready to kick off, but there's so much rich history in Tenterfield. Tenterfield's the place where Sir Henry Parkes had a dream for Australia. Tell us some of that history.
Well, he certainly did. In fact, he came through here on the 24th of October 1889, and in the Tenterfield School of Arts, which is the building just one block from where our church is, he delivered what is known as the famous Tenterfield Oration. And he encouraged people around the then colonies of Australia to come together as one commonwealth and to begin operating as a federal parliament and a federal government. And interestingly, in those days when we had no internet or telephones, etc., it only took 11 years and 69 days from that speech here in Tenterfield for the Commonwealth of Australia to be constituted on the 1st of January 1901.
And Jim, if my calculations are correct, your church, the Tenterfield Presbyterians, 134 years old, it would have been functioning when that speech was made.
It certainly was. Indeed, the little building that I'm sitting in right now was commenced operation in 1884. We're 130, almost 134 years old now. And indeed, the building that I'm sitting in, surprisingly, within the Presbyterian Church, things often don't move quickly. Indeed, I'm sitting in the temporary church. We never got around to building the main one.
Okay.
But, this was the church that Banjo Paterson was married in 1903.
Okay. The history is amazing, and there's a little bit of life in this church yet, because you're there leading at this time. You're the pastor, and you've got some initiatives planned. You want to shake up things in Tenterfield, hosting a significant outreach. And then we're going to talk about your plan, your initiative, to broadcast Sunday services live over the internet for other country communities. Let's start with the outreach that's coming up. This is a plan for the end of May, and it's a tent outreach.
Well, in the future, it'll be tent outreaches. This first one will be held in the Memorial Hall here in Tenterfield, and it will be on Friday, the 26th of May. It came about when I was sharing the vision that I believe God has given us here as a local church in Tenterfield with a friend on the Gold Coast. And as a consequence of that discussion, my friend shared it with the pastor at Reach Out for Christ, Steve Ryder, and it somehow dovetailed into their vision of beginning, as you quite correctly pointed out, tent outreaches around Australia. But he decided, let's do the first one in Tenterfield. He said, let's not do a tent one in Tenterfield in May or June, because Neil, it gets pretty cold out here at this time of year.
It's renowned as snow in your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Well, 2 years ago, we were covered in snow everywhere. It was unbelievable. And we get some pretty chilly. In fact, in just a few days' time, I believe we're about to experience our first frost for the year. So, and it's only April, for goodness sake. So.
Now, you tell me a little about your relationship with Steve Ryder. Steve Ryder, these days, spends an awful lot of time overseas. He's in demand. as a speaker, as an evangelist, and some amazing things happen when he preaches the gospel. And he's going to be coming to your town.
Yes, he is. I've met Steve a number of times. My actual connection is through the friend who attends his church, but he introduced me to Steve. And Steve, as we're presently speaking, is in Venezuela, in Caracas, and he's preaching over there to huge crowds. And as you may have noticed on the television of late, there's Venezuela seems to be falling into civil war at present, so there's a great need for Christ. So he may very well return. Let's pray he does return. It's a dangerous a mission field that he's currently entered into, but he may very well return with some amazing testimonies of salvation and healings, and who knows what he may come back with. But to think that he would come back to Australia and then come straight to Tenderfield, I think that's quite exciting. And in fact, I pray and hope that's in God's timing.
And of course, when there is an event like this come to town, are all the churches in Tenderfield usually on side, and do they get in behind and support an initiative like this?
We certainly will be inviting all the churches, not only just in Tenderfield, but in the surrounding districts of Glen Innes and Stanthorpe. To the east, we have a little church that we actually provide pulpit service to down in Tabulum. And of course, to the west, to places like Mingula and Texas. Yes, we'll be inviting as many people from different churches to get excited about this and tell your friends about this outreach. Who knows how God may just transform your life with an encounter on the evening of the 26th of May 2017.
And there's certainly a lot of towns that are in close proximity to Tenderfield. And I know that it's been on your heart for some time that there are a lot of towns further afield that have churches that are lying empty, that there's nothing happening in those towns. There's no pastor that's coming to lead services. And you've got a heart for these country communities.
Absolutely. Look, I'm a coastal boy originally. I mean, there were days if I was a day away from the coast and I couldn't see the ocean, I was getting withdrawal symptoms. But these days we live in I thought Tenderfield was in the outback, but really it's only 200 k's from the coast. But yes, it's interesting that you ask that question, because only last year I'd never been further west, and so I was invited to go on a missionary trip out towards Bourke in western New South Wales. And even when you get to Bourke, you're still not in the outback, Neil. But yet the countryside, everything about it was so foreign to me. We finished up in a little Aboriginal community about 100 k's north of Bourke called Engonia. And it was there I sort of stood around and asked the Lord, why am I here? What's happening here, Lord? What's your plans here? But you could see the hunger in the people's eyes. And we met some beautiful Aboriginal women who came down from Cunnamulla, and they had been sharing how their pastor had left, and as you know from the scriptures, you strike the shepherd and the sheep scatter. Well, these Aboriginal women were just meeting in a house because they had no pastor anymore. And then as a result of that, we'd heard about other towns where there were no Protestant ministers in town anymore, and it was just became very heavy upon our hearts that when this concept of the vision, and we'll talk about that shortly, no doubt, came together, I suddenly thought, this is what it's all about. We're to extend the right hand of friendship and fellowship with our Christian brothers and sisters who basically have been abandoned in inland Australia.
We will talk about your initiative to broadcast Sunday services live over the internet into other country communities. We'll have that bit of our conversation in just a short while. I'm talking with Jim Seymour, Pastor Jim Seymour, who pastors the Tenderfield Presbyterian Church, known as Tenderfield Presbyterians for Christ. There is a website, TP4C, that stands for Tenderfield Presbyterians for Christ, .org.au. We'll continue our conversation in just a short while. We're talking about some good initiatives that are happening in country towns around Australia, and one we're talking about more specifically today is an outreach that's coming up at the end of May, Friday the 26th of May, an outreach event featuring well-known evangelist Pastor Steve Ryder. and he's going to be visiting Tenterfield for this outreach. Jim Seymour is with me. He's the pastor of the Tenterfield Presbyterian Church. And Jim, as we talk about this new initiative that you want to coincide with the outreach event, it's almost like here's a big event and then something's going to flow on after that. The idea of broadcasting Sunday services live over the internet into country communities where there are no ministers. You've been expressing your heartbeat for country communities. Is there a hunger in these communities? People that you've spoken to, they're saying, you know what, we could take this up and we could start to do something with what you're going to be doing on a Sunday.
Absolutely. I believe that's very true, Neil. And often, as we all know, as Christians, sometimes we feel a little lonely. And when someone else comes along and encourages us, stimulates us, we get up and we get into our faith again and we become bold in our faith. And I think that's probably what God is hoping to do in, well, I know what God, he knows what he's doing, but we're hoping that this may very well be the plan that God has to set the inland Christians of Australia on fire and encourage them to start sharing their faith again. And who knows what happens. I think this was all birthed sometime way back in the mid-1990s, Neil, and I was attending a church in Tweed Heads at the time, and I don't hear, per se, from God that often in an audible voice, but on this particular day, I received this vivid vision of the map of Australia and little fires beginning in inland Australia, and they began in all different areas at the same time, and they gradually burned together into one raging fire and then burnt to the coast. And I decided I'd prophesy that out, so I spoke it out boldly in the church that day. And when I considered it later, I thought, you know, this is God saying, I'm going to do something sometime, and I'm going to do it this way so no church or individual can take credit for what I'm about to do. And that was in the mid-90s. Of course, it was a great prophecy. I thought it was a great prophecy, but it didn't seem to have any legs. But the legs seemed to grow on just recently when, only back in November last year, we invited a young man to come and share his vision and his testimony. And he'd been in jail for many years, and he came and shared how God had set him free. And it was just a wonderful morning. Well, we had 72 people in church that morning. But unbeknown to me, my daughter, Linda, Facebook Live. Now, I'd never heard of Facebook Live before, but she videoed it, and it went out on the internet live. When she got home, over 70 people had watched that interview, that testimony. And suddenly I went, oh. And my session clerk, Jamie, he said to me, well, Jim, this is what I've been trying to tell you, mate. You need to catch up. We need to start broadcasting our services live. And so my mind immediately went back to that prophecy back in the 1990s, and so I wonder if this is God putting legs on that prophecy, because until the rollout of the NBM network, this has not been possible. Only just recently, I live 11 kilometres in a straight line outside of Tenterfield. I qualified for remote services or satellite services through the NBN, and so a team of two came and put in my satellite dish, and I'm connected to the world now. And I asked them, I said, how many teams have you got? Has the government got going? He said, over 500 teams are rolling out and installing these satellite dishes every day of the week, 7 days a week. And I thought, oh, that's incredible. So I started to realize the day has arrived when we can actually broadcast live into people's homes or lounge rooms, into communities, into little churches that don't even have a pastor anymore, and we can connect with them. But not only just connect with them live, but they can actually SMS us through their mobile phones or send us an email, and we can actually pray for them individually before we close down the broadcast. Now, of course, that could get out of hand, but that was our initial inspiration to say, let's move forward with this.
Well, it's exciting, and I think you're sparking a flame in the hearts of a lot of people who'll be listening to your excitement about the potential for what can happen. And some will say, well, you know, you've given this a little bit of a dry run. You tried the Facebook Live and all of a sudden discovered that in one broadcast, you can double the size of your church in that sense of 72 in church, 70 people watching on Facebook. And then with the technology that NBN is going to bring and allow you to do, and no doubt you're going to be able to put your best foot forward with the broadcast of a church service, and then the interaction that will come to meet the needs of people in remote communities who don't have a pastor or someone who's looking after them, and you'll be able to connect. Now, Jim, you're not just wanting to keep this to yourself. You're wanting idea to be an inspiration to others to have a go too in their country town communities.
This is a bigger sandwich than we can eat. We would like to inspire other country churches to reach out to churches or church groups or individual Christians who are way into the inland of Australia, and also coastal churches who I'm led to believe are already broadcasting, but usually networking within their own church circles, but to start promoting themselves out into the inland of Australia and connecting with people. When my friend at Reach Out for Christ shared this with the church, he told me that there was about 20 couples, elderly couples, came to him immediately afterwards, so excited about the possibility that they, instead of just sitting in the pews on Sunday, could actually be connected with someone out in the bush that they could actually go out and connect with and just have fellowship with and to pray with and to just be there as an encouragement. And suddenly I thought, well, wow, that's just fantastic. I mean, they weren't even the thoughts that I'd had initially.
Well, Jim Seymour, there are some tremendous opportunities that you've got ahead of you with the upcoming outreach in Tenterfield and featuring well-known evangelist Steve Ryder, and then wanting to coincide the start of these broadcasts of Sunday services live over the internet for country communities where there are no ministers. There's some significant things that have happened historically in Tenterfield as we were talking. Let's hope this is a new and historic thing that's happening for churches starting in Tenterfield.
Well, I hope so, Neil. As I mentioned earlier, Tenterfield is known as the birthplace of the nation. And not too many people know that, of course. And that comes as a result of the speech that Sir Henry Parkes gave in 1889. But then my mind went back to 1 Corinthians 15, where it talks about Adam being the first living soul and Jesus, of course, the last Adam or the last man. First the natural, then the spiritual. And I'm just thinking, well, perhaps if God's given us this vision and it started way back in the 1990s, maybe that event back in 1889 was the event that first the natural with the Commonwealth of Australia coming into being. Well, perhaps this might be just the start of something in Tenterfield that'll build the spiritual nation of Australia and revive it as so many Christian people pray for all the time.
And Jim, oftentimes when there are new initiatives, there's often a call for people to partner. Is there a financial need? Are there people that you'd like to be in touch with who might like to be sponsoring your opportunities?
Well, we're only a little church of a bit less than 100. You put me on the spot here now, Neil. But no, look, if someone feels in the Lord that they should help us financially to make sure we can get to the starting line with this, then obviously we'd be very grateful for such a blessing. Irrespective, we know that the Lord will provide for His servants, and He'll make sure His vision is rolled out, irrespective.
So, okay.
Thank you for asking that question.
Exciting times ahead. And I'll connect people to your website. There'll be those who'll want to know some details about the upcoming outreach event featuring Pastor Steve Ryder. And that's coming up Friday, the 26th of May. But there are also others who may well be just a little inspired by the idea of connecting with you and having a Sunday church service broadcast live over the internet that you can connect to from remote communities all around Australia. The website is tp4c.org.au. That stands for the Tenterfield Presbyterian Church, Tenterfield Presbyterians for Christ, tp4c.org.au. Jim Seymour is the pastor. Jim, thanks so much for sharing your heart with us today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.